The trailer for the new Halloween movie plays as if Halloween plays as if Aliens had been a sequel to Halloween instead of Alien. There's so much shit hidden in this trailer that you might miss it if you blink. So here's a rundown of some of the Easter eggs we and other forensic fans were able to find. Pretty exciting. Wasn't it her brother? It was not her brother. It's just something people made up. The Halloween 3 Silver Shamrock Masks. Yep, in Halloween 3, there were three silver shamrock masks. The skeleton, the jack-o'-lantern, and the witch. All three of which show up as trick-or-treater costumes. The woman in the bathroom stall, which is already a nod to H2O, is named Big Joanne Grizzly. A nod to Ken Forey's character from Rob Zombie's remake. In the next stall, Tom Hanks pees like he does in every movie. The Halloween theme is Michael Myers' cell phone ringtone. He still uses a flip phone too. The Smiths Grove Warren County Sanitarium set design is very reminiscent of Stanley Kubrick films, particularly A Clockwork Orange. Clockwork star Malcolm McDowell played Dr. Loomis in zombie films. The set design also evokes Dario Argento's Suspiria. John Carpenter is a longtime fan of the Italian filmmaker. And they actually used the Citadel as Smith's Grove in this film. Interesting fact. The attack dog at the sanitarium evokes the dog from John Carpenter's The Thing. The country bumpkin mental patient, the one with the gray hair and the beard and everything, is a nod to Rob Zombie's Hillbilly Ween. The bus crash, featuring Suspiria-style colors like the blue inside the bus, is favorably quite similar to a scene from The Fugitive. The documentary crew could possibly be a nod to, of all sequels, Resurrection. Ugh, that film sucks. The scar on Laurie's shoulder from when Michael stabbed her there in 1978, if you squint, looks like Thorne's symbol from Halloween 6. The symbol also appears in a doodle on the bathroom stall wall. One of the trick-or-treaters is the man in black, who was revealed to be Dr. Wynn in Halloween 6. There's probably plenty of other Easter eggs we haven't found yet. We'll keep you posted. Blumhouse's take on Halloween opens October 19th, 2018. This is PF Forever with Unnews. Trick or treat.